Hey everybody, and welcome to 8-Bit Bits. My name is Jeremy from the 8-Bit Geek, and these are little short reviews, rants, all the good things that we like to bring you. I am currently laying in my bed. I just finished beating Batman Arkham Knight. I gotta say, excellent way to finish the series. I am very impressed with the storyline. I really love the gameplay. It really feels like they refined everything with the combat. They make you actually feel like you're Batman in a way that they haven't really done in the past two games. I mean, in the first game, it was really great because you got the sense of being Batman, you know, especially with the vision and what's that stuff called? The tech, the goggles, whatever it is. And then being able to prey on your prey and really enjoy that. But in the third one, I really feel like they refined it in a way that just is damn near perfect. I am I'm a big fan of the Batmobile. I know that a lot of people kind of mocked it and said that it feels like they were playing a racing game the entire time. I didn't really use it in that way. The way I got around the city was I really flew most of the time, and I upgraded my grapple gun so I could do that. And one thing I would change about the grapple gun was that you had to press the A button like 14 times. Why? You know, I mean, it was like five presses in a row in order to make you fly a really high height. And that didn't make much sense to me. I feel like if you upgraded it, you just hit it twice and you go faster. And I mean, there's no real reason to, you know, it's not like a significant gameplay change if you hit it five times or four times or three times. It's just kind of annoying if you're, you know, flying. If you don't hit it exactly five times, then you don't get the height and the distance and the speed that you want. But other than that, you know, I didn't really have an argument. I thought it was a really cool animation of when you got into the Batmobile. I never once. That's the wife yelling in the background. Never once did I ever feel like. I didn't want to see the animation again. I really enjoyed it. I did it multiple times just to see him different ways that he would jump into the Batmobile. I'd fly overhead and watch him dive and, you know, land on top of it and, you know, the flip where he did inside of it. And so I really like that gameplay. I finished the storyline, so I'm 100% there, but I still need to do the side missions. And, you know, this review is really, and thoughts are really, trying to be as spoiler-free as I can. And so I still have to do the side missions, which I've really never done in a video game before, because by the time that I'm done with the story, I usually spend about 20 hours, you know, and I feel like I've gotten the most out of it. So that's how long it took me to beat this one. I've done a little bit of the side missions, but I really feel like I've accomplished something. But at the end of the game, they've done something different to make you actually complete the game fully. There's two endings. There's one which is the main storyline, but then there's something else. And the only way to get to that is to finish, and it kind of ties in to the actual story itself as well. So they've done a really great job of tying it all together and making you feel like, holy crap, I need to finish this. I need to finish all these side quests so I can see what's going to happen, because it's not done. It's not over. And that's the point that I'm at right now. Story-wise, they did something really smart. They kept a lot of huge secrets leading up to the release of the game. And I am so thrilled with what story they chose to go with and the way that they presented it and the way that you play through it. And there were so many jaw-dropping moments. That's why it's my favorite Batman, is because of all the jaw-dropping moments. And the story was pretty intense. I got to say, Kevin Conroy, of course, coming back as Batman, did a wonderful job. Although at some points you do kind of hear in his voice to where you could tell that it wasn't, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? You can tell that the way that he did the voice and the way that he presented it was kind of cut up. You know, like the ending may have been recorded first, or, you know, the middle or whatnot. And some parts didn't go so well emotionally, so that you didn't get emotionally attached. It just sounded like a Batman line that you know, you might hear. And it's not really related to the specific scene. So I don't know what happened there, but maybe you guys noticed it too. If you did, let me know, you know, leave a comment. But, yeah, other than that, man, what else could I touch on? The enemies, fantastic. They didn't try to cram too many things into it. They didn't try to make it too big. They really focused on a central, on a specific story, not 15,000 other people's. I did play on the PC, and I know that the PC had a lot of issues, but I gotta say that I still had a wonderful experience doing it. I had a good time playing through it. There were a little bit of slowdown issues. My computer doesn't even, you know, it doesn't even meet the minimum requirements of the game. And, of course, they pulled it from Steam and everything. So I'm really looking forward to doing the DLC as well. I have never done a DLC, but with the package that I purchased, I did it through Green Man Gaming. And so it included the DLC for free, essentially. And so for the next 6 months, so I'm really looking forward to playing through all of that. Obviously, I won't be able to get to play the new Batgirl DLC that comes out on the 14th because of the fact that they're fixing the PC version and they're not going to release it. So you guys who own it on the PS4 or Xbox One are going to enjoy that well before me. Other than that, I rate this game. I got to rate this game. I'm going to give it probably, I'll probably get this a 9 out of 10, and it's my favorite of the Arkham series, and this series goes down in my top 10 list of all time favorite. It's wonderful. I'm so happy. And there's rumors of a Superman game coming. It's lit up all through Gotham, and then, of course, an image leaked earlier this week on it, but we can talk about that in the 8-Bit Geek show. Other than that, my name's Jeremy, and I do recommend you going out and playing it, and I'll talk to you guys later.